Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? YDBT Daily coming at you on a Thursday, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do Talking Shit Tuesday. We do, what the hell is it? We do Talking Shit Tuesday. We do YDBT Daily on Thursday. And then we end up doing Peasant Chat, 8 p.m. on Sunday night. What we're going to talk about today is the popularity of coyote swaps are going to become very, very common now. The coyote is now pretty much the front runner, not necessarily in price, not necessarily in fitment, but the desirability of the coyote, because you don't have to do anything to a, let's say, Gen 2 and up coyote motor to make serious power. I'm saying 8900 plus pretty easily with boost and fuel, as always. You're going to start seeing people opt for that swap because there's less work that has to be done to the engine internally. Everything has OEM stuff, and if it blows up, coyotes are kind of becoming pretty cheap. You can get a complete coyote pullout, heyo, from a parts farm for about 4 G's. I know it sounds like a lot of money, but we're not talking to poor people here. We're talking about people that have the money, the funds, the resources, and want the convenience of just shoving an engine in and that just works. And let's be honest, a lot of you guys that do LS swaps, you guys don't do the work on your own shit. If your LS blows up, you're still looking for someone else to fuck with your LS. The Coyote is just a more expensive, higher, let's just say, ceiling option. But what's happening is the technology that the Coyote offers is not being backed by people that actually want to keep up with technology. People will put on an injector, not know how it correlates with everything. People will put on a MAV sensor. People will put things on, bolt things on. But the moment a tune has to be installed in this vehicle, it's like half of their brain disappears. People just go, well, I don't know shit about computers, so how come someone can't call me on the fucking phone? I can't. If you don't know how to operate a computer, why the fuck are you putting in a modern engine that's very advanced in a fucking jalopy and think that everything's going to be hunky-dory if you don't know a goddamn thing about computers? There are people out there that don't like that Lund Racing has an email system. I don't like that you guys only email. I like being able to talk to you for 3 hours and tell you about my whole background, my ASC certifications, and my father, so that you can basically tell me key for key, mouse movement for mouse movement, what the fuck I have to do. Alejandro Flores, at 40 years old, never knew how to edit a video, never knew what live streaming was, didn't even know how to set up a goddamn microphone situation, didn't know how to, you know, do anything. But guess what I did? I fucking learned. I saw there was money here. And I thought, well, if there's money here, I might as well learn how to do all this shit. And voila, some old crusty shithead somehow figured out how to edit video, live stream, and some people say, how'd you do that? That's actually pretty neat. You fucking learn. I'm at the point now that if I go to a gas station and I swipe the card at the point of sale at the gas pump and it says, see attendant, I'm out of there. Get the fuck out of here. Fix your technology. I will go clear across fucking town to access a pump that avoids people, interaction. I want no interaction with humans at certain points in my life. I can deposit money without fucking with a human. I can withdraw money without fucking with a human. I can do my job without fucking with a human in person. I want to deal with you in a digital format. So you need to learn. If you're going to be in the coyote swap game and you want a coyote swap a vehicle, you have to learn how to deal with computer stuff. And once you get it, you're going to feel so stupid. Once you figure out how easy it is, that you wondered why you didn't do it before. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the video that I put out yesterday showing you the motor for Hush Money, the future plans. Then I showed you how to switch over from pump gas to E85 on the S197. Showed you a whole bunch of things. So we'll talk about that and more, but not before Mr. Bill O'Reilly says hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
It always sucks.
Ow!
Absolutely! P-Mass! P-Mass, 6 inches of P-Mass. The best cold air intake on the planet. Send your cold air intake to get flowed. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to recommend P-Mass. DNAPPerformance.com. If you don't get your cup right away, it's not fucking Amazon, okay? If you order an Amri cup from DNAPPerformance and you don't get it the next fucking day, don't order it. Fuck you, DNAPPerformance.com. ParkBomb.com. Speech. Combine. German Shepherds on Combine. Towing your horse somewhere to race it. Park Farm. Doing everything over there, getting used parts for every late model performance vehicle. Check them out. CalmerTrucksMissing.com. Finish the Corvette. Said you finished the Corvette, so hopefully it'll be here in a week or two. Bellac. Canyon Barato. Selling drug dealers the best wheels on the planet. Two Auto Solution. Rami Zanon, Two Auto Solution. MFP of Australia. I am out of fucking breath. Guys, I'm out of breath. You have no idea. I am out of breath. I might pass out, but if I pass out, I'll try to catch it live so that you guys can all see it and I can be embarrassed. I'm trying to center the logo here so we can get after it. Let's say hi to the people here, and then we'll get after it. There we go. Maki Mock, one of one RTR, Douche Did It, Kyrie Free, Leon Phelps, 2000 MCR, Leon Phelps again, Clean 93 GT, B. Lavesh, Money by 40, Travis. Boyd got the D from Rob the Toonburgler, says hello. Anti-Medic, Paul Ponthieu, Ignacio Ramirez, Naldo, Slow 99, Ray Ray, Paul Ponthieu. We got Michael Rodriguez, Christian Duran, Mark Christensen, TJ Sikorsky, RoboStyle, Rudy Bacala, Donkey Mac Dixon, one of one RTR, A Wheeler, Bullet Bill, A Wheeler, Aggressively Average, DT Mustang, Clint Stroke, Wing 9, JD Swag, what's up, JD Swag, Corn Fred, Cow Valley, 10 Speed, what's up, Valley 10 Speed, nice video today, nice edit, shoving my shit in there, I love it. F-150, S-550, I'm hung so low, Leadfoot, EPA, Brandon Horton, Parrish, Lewis, Mr. Armstrong a whole bunch of times, Single Cam, A-Wheeler, ATX Cobra, A-Wheeler, and an A-Wheeler, fuck me. Colby, Matt Oliver, Nani Mercados, A-Wheeler again, Mark Armstrong, A-Wheeler again, has nothing else to do but just to spam the shit out of the chat. Vegas 50 with his M3 and his white GT, D-Rock Fox, Andrew Baker, ATF2 grad, Gregory Ovitz, Izzy R, Jamie Easton, Zaid, Test and Technology, Dean Hat Performance again. If you ordered a cup and it didn't arrive immediately, go fuck yourself. Stop being a fucking Karen and be like, where the fuck's my cup? Okay, it's made to order, so it can take a fucking month for it to get to you. You don't like that? Get a refund. Fuck off. That's why I don't fuck with merch. I didn't want to fuck with merch because I knew that most of you guys are cocksuckers, Karens, about stupid shit. Okay, so in the Coyote Swap game, fortunately, a lot of the people that tend to opt for a Coyote Swap are guys that had an older vehicle, but they want modern technology in it. And that usually is an F100, a Fox Body, old Torino, whatever. Those guys are not that much older than me. They're probably 10 years older than me. 56, 55, or they're country bumpkins that are in the middle of Alabama or Georgia where nothing fucking happens, so nobody moves there. And they're mechanically inclined, but computer stupid. I don't understand how you can be computer stupid in 2024. You have smart televisions. You have advanced cell phones. You have cell phones that cater to dumbasses, aka Apple iPhones, that a child can navigate, a old person can navigate, and that's the phone that's usually owned by these guys that go, I don't know shit about computers. What the hell you want? What's a root folder? I don't know nothing. Why can't I just call you and you can... Calling me isn't going to make it easier. All it's going to do is make me stop all those tunes that I was providing service for and support for. They all come to a screeching halt because I got to explain to you what a right click is, what drag and drop is, what a download link is, what a custom file folder, what an extension is, what a .dle, what a .csv. You sons of bitches always open the fucking data log like if you know what the fuck you're looking at. And then you save it in Excel. And it saves it under an XLXX extension. And I go, I can't do shit with that. Send me the .csv. Well, I opened it and just a whole bunch of numbers done popped up and I want to know what's going on with my car. So this is what you need to do. if you're a fucking stupid idiot and you are computer stupid, get your cousin, your nephew, I don't know, somebody young, hip, and knows how to send a fucking email. Okay? Have him do what we tell him to do. Because I'd rather you have someone that understands computers deal with the data logging and uploading and downloading of tunes to the car and to the computer and to the tuner than to have myself hear about how you failed yourself at educating yourself at modern technology. You understand? Do you understand everything that you deal with on a daily basis, how it's technology dependent? Your GPS, if you even understood how that worked, you wouldn't even fathom. The easiest thing to do is email something. And this is the best thing. There is on the LRX, Junior pushed an update the other day. He worked with the programmer. Shout out to the people at the manufacturers of the LRX. They're just wonderful to work with. The programmer, see, programmers are generally lazy. Like if you got yourself a blue collar mindset and a blue collar mindset programmer that fucked with cars, you would take over the world. But no, most programmers are lazy. Most programmers think they're God. Most programmers don't want to be told what to do. I swear to God, I got it this time. Most programmers are lazy. That's their biggest issue. And because they hold the power, they tend to hold that against you. But if you had a blue-collar mindset programmer that got shit done, that was into cars, you could take over the world. You could literally take over the world. So we pushed out an update the other day. And in the update, it allows you to download your data logs, and there is a pop-up window. The pop-up window explains everything to do with the new update. With the new update, you are now required to send us your logs, download it to your computer via this method. Uploading logs to the cloud is now disabled. Wouldn't you know it? People just bypass that warning. Or that prompt, they just click OK and then go, hey, I uploaded a log to the cloud. You go, no, you didn't. Did you read? Reading. When Lund Racing sends you an email, there's a paragraph, YouTube links, download links, pictures, photos. We draw arrows on shit. We circle shit. Do this. If you have an Apple, do this. If you have an iPhone, do that. If you have a Samsung, do this. Very detailed information. Wouldn't you know, people go, now what? So I'm starting to hear these excuses. Oh, you like that going down my throat, Daddy? I'm starting to hear these excuses. I don't know shit about computers. Why can't you just make it easy? I don't know how else to make it easier. Aside from me literally going to your house, stopping all I'm doing, and to tune your car in person. And then what's going to happen? You're going to want to make a change. And you're going to attempt to draw the file. Which is hilarious to me. Because if you couldn't email a fucking file, now you're going to try to draw the file. And then you're like, hey, this thing doesn't let me adjust the tune. Well, why would it let you adjust the tune? I mean, thank goodness it doesn't let you adjust the tune. Because about the last thing you need is a guy that does not know how to send an attachment is downloading the tune, adjusting something. Let me go to the spark area. Let me throw some timing in it. I know back in my Fox body, they used to take 26 degrees all day. Boosted? So you cannot become that guy that is technology stupid. I've been at the cusp of being technology stupid many times. But what I do is I force myself to learn things. I force myself to stay current. I force myself to know what's going on. Every day, I don't ignore pop culture. I know what's going on right now. I know the references. I know Million Dollar Baby is hitting every fucking reel there is on Instagram. I bet you an old guy goes, what the hell, Million Dollar Baby? The movie where the girl broke her neck after Clint Eastwood put the stool and she broke her shit. No, it's a song. So you have to be current. You cannot be technology stupid, especially if you are dealing with modern technology. Do you know that there are high-end shops, super high-end shops, that can't build a car worth a fuck? You would think that those cars are built to the highest quality on the planet because the paint's on point, because the wiring is routed a certain way, because the lines are bent a certain way. Fucking build is trash. Fucking build is trash because the math is on backwards. The headers are rubbing on the frame. The intake manifold has IMRCs, but there's no wires hooked up to it. The cams aren't hooked up. The rear O2 sensors aren't plugged in. Hell, they crisscross the bank one, bank two O2s all the fucking time. Now, you could say Alex is just out here complaining. No, I am trying to shame you so that you don't make those mistakes. You understand what I'm trying to do? Don't become a stupid motherfucker. Get educated. Don't be ignorant. Understand where bank one is. Understand where bank two is. Understand the firing order. Understand what we're telling you. Understand technology. Take a class. Take a fucking class. If you're going to make it a career swapping modern engines into cars, you don't think I'm going to get on fucking game with all the shit that's happening out there? Come on. It wasn't even turned on. A lot of people ask me, why did I lock out the cams on my Coyote? Well, I didn't. That was Jake's build. He was going to have MS3 control it. It's a Gen 3 bottom end, Gen 2 heads, Gen 2 cams, and everyone on the comment section knows everything about everything. Why didn't you get aftermarket cams and lock those out? Why would you lock out stock cams and not use VVT? You stupid motherfucker. VVT? Is that what you're saying? Variable valve timing? No, pendejo. These have variable cam timing. The whole fucking cam moves independent of each other, bank to bank. Oh, same thing. It's the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. It's not variable valves. It's variable cams. So, it's going to be carbureted. Why are you wanting to go carburetor? Because it's analog. I'm never going to have a stuck injector. Ever. I'm never going to have a bad MAF signal. Ever. I'm never going to melt a MAP sensor. Ever. So, all I do is, here you go. I guess the MAP sensor would be somewhere in the manifold, but it's not controlling boost, it's measuring. And I'm just like, okay, well, it's as analog as it can get, but I need something to control the spark. Now, people would say, why lock the stock cams? Let me ask you a question, stupid. If you have a turbo car with VCT, do you think the cam position is the same at idle that it is at 7,500 RPMs? I bet you someone right now is sitting in their garage with a poster, a Michelob poster of a girl with her titties out. And he's like, well, yeah. Really, the idle cam position is exactly the same as the optimum performance cam position at 7,500 RPMs? Well, yeah, why would it be different? No. So where do you think I locked the cams? You think I locked them in the parked position? You think I'm that stupid? No. I parked them where they're going to be their best at peak power. Meaning, this bitch is going to be at full song. It's going to leave at 4,500 RPMs. It's going to live at, you know, 7,500 to 882, 300 RPMs. It's going to hit a shift and going to drop maybe 1,000 RPMs. The cam timing is already set up to be optimal all the way through. That's why I locked them there. Locked cams are not a bad thing if you're willing to sacrifice a little torque down low and drivability. The Lunds have VCT on the intake. Brett LaSalle's car has locked cams. Both cars roll the fuck out. One is obviously faster. Not because it has locked cams per se, but it just makes more boost and it's just lighter, blah, 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 blah. And it has aftermarket cams. Whereas the Lunts have a Predator spec cam, intake VCT. Both cars spool up fine. Both cars don't have an issue. So I'm blown away that people are in my comment section as if they know what the fuck they're talking about. If you go to Instagram, some guy is literally clipping everything I've said on the Street Alpha podcast. It's like car clips something. In the comment section, you want to talk about the dumbest sons of bitches on the planet. Look no further than them in the fucking comment section on any Instagram video. When I talked about the Boss 302 motor, I said, the Boss motor is basically the Gen 1 motor, but badass, built from Ford. And in the comment section, how is it stock if it's built? They literally said, how is a Gen 1 Boss motor stock if it's built? Sometimes you just have to walk away and not fuck with these people. You just have to say, let them do what they're gonna do. Y se acabó el party. By the way, a lot of you guys, I appreciate you guys that hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, email, Patreon. Shout out to the Patreon subscribers. How y'all doing? You guys got me a Canelo clip. Canelo's gonna fight a guy this Saturday. And apparently him and De La Hoya have some leftover beef when they used to do some work. De La Hoya accused Canelo of ignoring the fact that De La Hoya and Golden Boy built him. He's like, you're a fucking crook-ass thief. And his English has come a long way. So he went off on De La Hoya in the press conference and it made for beautiful, beautiful content.
Or did that?
He tried to steal money and he's a fucking asshole. That's what I say. He's a fucking asshole. He tried to keep the attention for him, not for Munguia. He's a fucking asshole. He steals his fighters. That's what he do. Fucking pussy. Motherfucker. I'm here for you too, motherfucker.
Okay. I love you, Canelo.
Hey, get the fuck out of here because I'm gonna fuck you up right now, motherfucker.
I love that guy. You got to understand this about Canelo. This is a great point. For those of you guys that don't want to learn computers because it doesn't suit you, Canelo did not know a lick of English 10 years ago. Not one fucking word. But he knew the market he's going to fight in is full of Americans. Americans love boxing. He's going to be boxing in New York. He's going to be boxing in Vegas. He's going to be boxing in Texas. So he's like, I got to become marketable. Because look at what happened to Felix Trinidad. Felix Trinidad, one of the better Puerto Rican fighters of all time, but once he got exposed for only having a left hook by Bernard Hopkins, his career was done. His career was done once they said, oh, he's got a left hook. So just avoid that and you can knock him out. And that was pretty much proven. But he didn't want to learn English. He, on purpose, did not want to learn English. And you guys want to know why? Because in certain areas of Puerto Rico, it is negative to give in to the pressures of speaking English. That's right. If you speak English in certain parts of Puerto Rico, you go, ah, tú eres gringo, pato, ¿qué tú haces? Tú no eres de la patria, tú no eres boricua, coño. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You guys are part of the United States, pendejo. The U.S. belongs to the United States. Ask the people of Vieques when they had a fucking a military base there. I think they made them leave, but that shit is still going on, bro. It is owned by the United States. But what happened to Trinidad? He didn't make enough money. The guy was a top-tier, pound-for-pound fighter in the 90s. Was not marketable. Oscar De La Hoya. Gold medal in the Olympics. Great looking. Knew Spanish and English. Is a billionaire. Basically, Canelo was like, I'm going to learn English because I want to become marketable to the right audience. And some guy in fucking Idaho is like, I ain't learning no fucking email. Fuck learn. If they're not willing to fly here and tune my JLT cold air notch, fuck them. I'll go to someone else that's willing to do it. And you call them for a month and they don't answer. Get the fuck out of here. De La Hoya's been on the loser streak in the media for a while. I get it. Prime De La Hoya beats Canelo easy. Easy. Prime versus Prime. So Prime De La Hoya was when he fought Chavez the second time. De La Hoya Prime. I mean, the peak of De La Hoya's boxing career. He was prime when he fought Chavez the second time. Watch that. Just watch that. And watch the best that Canelo could ever do, which was against Miguel Cotto or against Golovkin. Crazy stuff. Hey, the guy's replay tomorrow says, Eli, thank you so much. Otani picked up an English after his translator stole his money. Yeah, that's a whole bunch of shit, too. Yeah, he wore lingerie. He's gay. Who cares? He'll still fuck you up. Oscar De La Hoya with lingerie will beat the shit out of most of all of us. All of us. No problem. Trinidad had them bricks in his gloves. No, that was Margarito. That was Margarito. Prime De La Hoya was fast as fuck. De La Hoya versus Mosley was a bomb-ass fight. Exactly. And watch again. Again, guys. Watch the Mayweather-De La Hoya fight. You go ahead and tell me you don't think you won 7 rounds of that fight. Watch it again. One judge had it as a split decision, and the other two had it razor thin. But when you look at that fight again, you're like, if anyone actually beat up Mayweather besides Maidana, De La Hoya was the guy. He had the blueprint. He was the beast. Monty 540 says, remember that shop that built Eleanor Mustang got shut down for VIN tampering? I worked on one, and it was a total piece of shit. When you guys go on Instagram and you hear the Million Dollar Baby song, see, a lot of people are like, what's Million Dollar Baby? Look. If you don't know what Million Dollar Baby is, it's this song. When you hear it on Instagram,
building radio. Your online business.
Oh my God, commercials. Why do I ever, whoa. I never have commercials. Oh, that's why I clicked the Google link. Stupid. So when you go on Instagram and you see reels and you see someone panning a car and you hear this song. Okay, let's just fast forward it. That's it. That one. It's good shit. But when you see them panning a Eleanor Mustang, a JDM, whatever, it's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit. I guarantee it's a piece of shit. Most of these coyotes that are built by these fucking shops out there, they sell it to you for $150,000. Motherfucker got a 3-inch cold air intake with a stock throttle body on a Whipple. Who the fuck is buying that? Why are you buying Broncos with a stock throttle body and a Whipple on it for $150,000? Stupid! God damn it. Really? That's what you're buying? Holy shit. Yeah, that Bronco looks good. Oh, yeah, it's got a Whipple on it. Cool. Gets in it. Oh, that thing hauls ass. Opens the hood. It's got a fucking stock throttle body and a 4-inch cold air. You are a stupid. You are a stupid. Pero tío. Y la garantía. Bro, some of these people that have FU money and aren't real car people, like Nightmare One says, are hilarious to me. You can absolutely see mechanically. And I'm in a very privileged position, and I know it. Don't think that I don't know how privileged my position is. I am thankful every day that Lund Racing continues to employ me, allows me to talk shit on here, or doesn't allow me. I just do it. They just tolerate it. Either it works for their business or doesn't. I think it does. I think it filters away shitheads, and I think it brings people into some compliance because I tell them, hey, this is how shit's got to go down. So I'm blown away that a lot of these people that buy these high-end builds, and then when we say, your O2s are flipped, impossible. I paid $175,000 for this build. Impossible, my super snake's a piece of junk. Your side skirt's falling off. It's held on with 3M double-sided tape. Stupid. Did you think that they molded that specifically to that car? Did you, super snake owner, think that's not a GT? Did you think that didn't start life as a fucking piece of shit GT? And they 3M taped canards? Little chin spoiler? Side skirts? Big, stupid exhaust that's each tip on the Super Snake is this big. Get under it. Let me see how big that pipe is. Oh, don't you love to see it? When each tip on the Super Snake is this big and the pipe that's feeding it is this big, you dumb sons of bitches, you deserve to have that motherfucker depreciate $100,000 the moment you drive it off the lot. You dumb motherfucker. I hate you. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you... Kendrick was going in on Drake. I hate everything. I am a hater. I'm a hater. I hate stupid motherfuckers. I hate people that are ignorant motherfuckers. I hate people that make my life more difficult. I try every day to be the least troublesome person on the planet. When I go to the DMV, I get everything. Y'all need 5 things of identification? Y'all need the title? You know, y'all need a bill of sale? You know, I bring cash, I bring checkbook, I bring... And they're like, wow, you're really prepared. Right. Because I don't want to come back. But y'all motherfuckers just show up and figure it out. I am blown away. If you leave your house every day, not prepared. Like, well, let's just see what the day's going to bring me. Fuck you. And those people make out. Like, those people stumble into money. And I'm here busting my ass nonstop with 5 different projects. And the reason I have those projects, in case of you... I agree, Kylon. I agree. The reason I have those projects is I have a very busy mind. And call me highly productive or not, I think I'm highly productive. Possibly have a little touch of OCD and a touch of, I don't know, maybe... autism. Because I need to have a busy mind. If my mind was left to wander and not worry about projects, forward progress, you know, my mind has to be constantly firing. If not, an idle mind can just get itself into trouble. And all you're going to do is get some bitch pregnant, do dumb stuff, become destructive. And I'd rather focus all of my energy on project cars, become a project manager of the vehicles, and it keeps my mind busy. I'm tired. I feel fulfilled. I have something to look forward to every day. It works out. Some of you have things like kids. Fuck that. Like, don't you love that you thought having a kid was going to be a great thing, and all you do for the first 3 years is clean shit? You wake up, you clean shit. Lunchtime, clean shit. He shit up his diaper, up his back. Yep, up his diaper, up his back. They now have diapers that have blowout chambers. Diaper blowout protection. Diaper blowout protector. Baby blowout blocker. Oh my Lord. Okay? So you think having kids is all fun and games? There's a thing called a blowout protector, bro. These things, these human, these little, they just make poop for the first time. They just shit up their back, in their back of their neck. You know what I mean? So go ahead. Keep yourself busy with a kid. No wonder your bitch wants to just hand them off and get the fuck out of the house after dealing with them all day. Friendly reminder, Drake makes music for people who moan when they wipe. You're not wrong. Nick Vasquez, te jodiste. You're gonna be cleaning shit for years. Are you going to do any cosmetic mods on Donnie or strictly performance? Strictly performance for now. I don't really want to modify in a aesthetic fashion. Capcom says 3 years, more like 5 minimum. Kids were told to me as so great. Not in real life. Diaper resonator deleter. It's a lot of Drank fans. in the chat, Drank fans. I think he meant Drake. But it says, go baby on the nitrous bottom. Did Steve Saline wear one of those? I think a lot of people that are highly productive need to have a lot of things going on. There are people that somehow make a bunch of things happen at the same time. To be honest with you, I don't think you can do everything great. I think you're deficient at something if you have too many things going on. Luckily, I have Monday afternoons, Wednesday afternoons, Friday afternoons free. I have 3 days during the week that I can do whatever I want. And honestly, I just kind of chill. I'll be honest with you. I work out, grab a bite, go to the beach, hang out, you know, try to bang some bitches, you know, do regular shit. But then Saturday, Sunday come around, it's work time. It's work. Let's get a video or two done Saturday. Let's prepare for the show on Sunday, and we're back on that fucking grind. But I think if you're too busy with too many things, I don't think I'm too busy with too many things. I don't feel overwhelmed. I think you become deficient at something, whether it's one of your kids comes out fucked up, your marriage is fucked up, you're fucked up. Like something ends up missing all the time. I'm not going to get into it because many of married women have needed a little Sancho plumbing services because they're something was missing and they thought that everything was perfect and great. And you would have thought from the, a lot of married people are like high-end cars that are built on the outside. Everything looks wonderful and peachy, but on the inside, there is a black brother or a Puerto Rican brother piping down people. It's crazy stuff. Drake is 17 going on 38. Bro, all you got to do is read the directions. Hit live, please. ZR1 coming back soon. Yes, supposedly. Okay, if it gets finished this week, I can't pick it up this week. I'm not going to fly to Pennsylvania and drive it back. So the shipping company is going to charge me another $1,500 to go get it. You think the S650 will be tunable before the GT500 comes out? Nope. I think the S650, you're going to start seeing... Actually, you know what's funny? The S650 is going to be the test bed for all those people that make modules, like the Pedal Commander, the ProFlex Commander. Module companies, and I'll be honest, module companies, you have about a year and a half to come out with as many products as you can to try to augment the performance of the S650. Whether it's a ProFlex Commander, whether it's a pedal enhancer, whether it's a rev extender, whatever you need to do to make sure that this car gets as much support hardware-wise, I think you have about a year and a half to develop and get after it, because once tuning happens, se acabó el party. Se acabó el party. Hey, Alex, did you see Steeda is mixing hot dog water on their S650? No, let me guess. Are they putting in E85 as an octane booster? Let me take a wild guess as to what the S650 community is doing. Are they shoving in E85? Like a quarter tank of E85 and three quarters of a tank of pump gas and having an E30 mix and then telling people it's Gucci. It's all good. Look, I'm done. I'm done with that whole S650 community. They are AIDS. Freddie Mercury in the bed about to die of AIDS, 1984-85. Why? If you're going to start mixing ethanol in there, you're okay with running the car leaner than it is used to running. So it is always trimming in fuel. Hey, here's 10%. Here's 12%. Here's 15%. Does it make more power? Sure. But do you know the long-term effects of it? Just because AFR is reading properly, that's my favorite. I have seen cars, AFR, be exactly where it needs to be. But because it's trimming in 20% fuel, it drives like shit. It drives like shit. Unless you are tuned for that 30% mixture that you're putting in there, which you are not because there is no tuning. And if you're doing crazy shit like skewing the math, moving filters around, creating leaks on purpose, I can't wait until one of those guys already blew up the motor. Did you know that? Now, I'm not going to say who. Would you be surprised if people doing dumb shit already blew up a motor? I can verify. But I'm not going to give up who. Crazy talk. But people have blown up S650s doing dumb shit for the sake of clout. Because let's say you're in the S650 game like a dumbass. What are you selling? What are you selling? If I have an S650 and you have gutted your S650 and put in $15,000 worth of suspension to run a 10.2, what are you selling? Suspension parts? If you're making me put a E30 mix with suspension parts and gutting the ever-living shit out of the car, $15,000 plus wheels, plus headers, check engine lights on all over the place. What the fuck are you selling me? Clout. You are selling me clout. That's all you're selling me. Do you want to be known on Instagram? Not really. I just kind of want a fast S650. And you guys, I heard, have gone bottom 10s with it. Yep. Well, how do I do that? Well, just give us $15,000 for everything under the sun in our catalog. Okay. Take out every seat except a Kirky. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, you got to do that. Put in a 355 or 373. Hope the mile an hour and the shifting's good. All right. And purposely run it 20% lean. What the fuck are you talking about? See, shunning. Let's look up the definition of shunning. There's a reason that shunning should be happening to places that talk out of their asshole like that. They grab both cheeks and go, why don't you run 30% ethanol in it? Because it's going to run lean. That's okay. It's going to make more power. Is it going to hurt the motor? Who the fuck knows? You want to be fast or not? Oh, okay. Shunning. Persistently avoid, ignore, or reject someone or something through antipathy or caution. He shunned fashionable society. But this is the problem with modern times. You want to get clicks. You want to be seen. You are dying to be known and famous through your car. When I see a guy try to get clout through an inanimate object, it is no different than wearing a fucking albino snake and walking through clematis. You are wearing your personality around your neck. You are driving your personality. The reason you are known is because of your car. Are you a good person? Nobody knows. But you're dying to come out of these shadows. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. You know, you never hit a fucking baseball 400 feet. You can't throw a football 80 yards. You can't run a 4 second, 40 yard dash. So maybe you're going to put E30 in your shit, $15,000 of suspension, and gut your car. Because now people might recognize you and know who the fuck you are. So I don't understand it. The reason I do this is because it pays me. And this isn't clout chasing. How the fuck am I clout chasing? Say, swearing every other word on YouTube. If anything, I'm taking money away from my pocket by talking the way I talk. But I sure as hell can see somebody that is dying and screaming for attention. Notice me! Super Snake owners. Dark Horse owners. Shelby GT500 owners that claim a horsepower but have never run down the quarter mile. You're all the same. You're usually jelly-armed, can't throw, can't run, never did shit, were stuffed in lockers in high school, And now you are out and about trying to become famous because you never did shit. Buying your personality. Buying albino snake. It is cheaper. It is cheaper to buy an albino snake and put it on your fucking neck than to build an S550 Mustang. You will get more attention and more pussy. Maybe not good pussy, but you'll get more pussy by buying an albino snake and putting it around your fucking neck and walking around downtown than to build an S650. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Tristan Jackson, I don't even know how that happens. How the fuck can you make a sneaker wear unevenly on the side? Let me see. Uneven sneakers. How does that even happen? Like, when you're walking around and you, like, deflate one side of your sneaker, how does that happen? Fat guy. I'm trying to find a picture of a fat guy that has shoes on and they're just uneven. Like, you got a flat on one edge of the shoe. I mean, how does the hell that happen? Do you just have a hobble and you favor that foot more? So you slam it down? Why don't you fix the hobble? Alex, please share the link for the albino snake. S650 owners, are you fat? Have uneven wear on your New Balances? Can't throw a football or a baseball? Can't fucking bench 225? Can't see your dick? Buy a fucking snake or a bagger Harley. You can buy a bagger Harley and become part of that bullshit crowd, or an albino snake and get noticed way easier than gutting, E30ing, and $15,000 suspensioning your S650. Clown ass shit. You guys are weird. Derek Barron, you might count because you do not fuck for free. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we're dropping the heater today. Check it out. Guys, I have a really tough decision to make. Oh, fuck my... Lucifer. Oh, my God. You know, it's broken. And man, I'm going to fuck for free, man. I love them. They need an alignment. Guys built like a 1x1 Lego brick. Camber, New Balances, toe out, beef ankles. They got to stabilize that big-ass body. The fat guys whose shorts creep up the crotch. No, Derek, you... Is swole, you pass. Boy, he's swole? Oh, fuck. $30,000 for a Harley. Where do I sign? Actually, I don't know how much Harleys are, to be honest with you. Not at all. No fucking for free here, homie. But I can bench 275 and throw 60 yards. Shit. Prove it. Get up. Not a Nerf. Get a fucking regulation size football. Throw it 60 yards. And then bench 2. Yeah, I think you could bench 275. Younger guys seem to have, you know, if they can work out for a little bit, they can bench 275, no problem. But if you're still clout chasing, and if Derek Barron, if you do the clout chase, I'm going to call you out all day on it. If you fucking put a long tube headers and you E30 it, and you do that clout chase bullshit and you collab with motherfuckers, you know I'm going to call you out. Because that's gay clout shit. I would respect the shit out of you, Derek Barron, if you built a Fox body. Why not? Why not? This is why. And I'm not saying you in particular, but this is why most YouTubers in general buy a new car. They can finance 150% of it. You can walk into a dealership, give them $2,000 down, and you have a payment of about $900 a month or $700 to $900 a month. You can afford that. But a Fox body, that bitch is 10 grand off the rip for a fucking a 225 horsepower car. And then how do you make it fast? Knowledge. Race car shit. Most of y'all motherfuckers were surprised. My car went 10s. And I was like, I think it'll go 10s. It makes 460 wheel. I think it'll go 10s. Couple of driving adjustments. Like, Imagine you go to the track, and my first pass is an 11.3. And people are like, oh, what's wrong? And everyone at the line's telling you you need suspension work. And based on my knowledge, I go, no, dickhead, I need more air pressure in the tires, and I need to launch at 5,000 RPMs. And everyone says, oh, you're fucking crazy, man. Boop! 10.7, fuck you. Experience. If YouTubers started teaching you something, if YouTubers got out of their comfort zone and started, I started modifying a ZR1, not knowing a goddamn thing about ZR1s. But I wanted to learn. And I got that going. Got a Fox body. Got that going. Now I'm building an all-out race car. Fox body. All-out race car. Carbureted. MS3 or fuel tech to control the spark. Turbo. At least you can't say I'm cloud chasing. But if motherfuckers buy an S650, E38, long tube it, $15,000 suspension later, what the fuck are you teaching people? That if you throw $15,000 at a car and run it lean on purpose, that it'll run as good as a Fox body? Bro. Yeah, I don't know crap about Foxes, so I severely underestimated it. 10,000 will get destroyed in a Vert Fox in Cali. Bro, Fox bodies are $15,000 these days, even for a beater in California. What growth, bro? Because you have to actually work on a Fox. Yeah, I mean, the thrall bearing was a fucking job and a half. And my goddamn, I forgot how much of a bitch it is to work on these things. But it was fine after that. I used to bench about 400 and could throw 60 yards, but age catches up with all of us. Exactly. Undefeated. Father time is undefeated. But I can affirm a Fox body. Knowledge and affirm. 275 pounds, full range of motion to the chest back up with lockout or halfway or pressing. I know plenty of people that claim they can lift it, but they only press it halfway. No, I've done in front of the lunge, three plates. I do 275 easy, 225 for reps. It's not a problem. But honestly, I don't care about that anymore. I feel I look good. I feel I'm stronger than most guys my age. I don't need to prove anything to anyone anymore. When I was younger, you do. You kind of have that chip on your shoulder, and I don't care anymore. I know what I can do, and I'm not in competition with nobody but myself. Doesn't look like he could do 275 unless he is one of those people that do 1-inch reps and don't get a bar chest. Don't let looks deceive you, Mike Evok. There are guys at my gym that look like they're doughboy, and these motherfuckers are putting up four plates. So do not underestimate anybody just based on their looks. Uncle Rico coming in hot. I can't bench 225. I'm useless. Got to get better. You got to at least do two plates one time in your life. Not you, Alex, asking Derek. I'm pretty sure you could. No, I could. I know. And I don't doubt Derek could. He's young. Listen, he's under 30 years old. That automatically gives him a leg up in terms of people like me. Like if you put a regular 45-year-old guy versus a 25-year-old kid and both have been semi-athletic their whole life, there will be certain lifts that the old guy will be better at, probably like deadlifting because it's just old man strength. But bench pressing, especially flat, I'm sure young guys can keep up. But can you do two plates in an incline for reps? If you can do 225 in an incline for reps, you're saying something, because that's a lot of upper chest and shoulder shit right there. You're hot, bro. Give yourself some credit. You can't judge strength off of size. Trust me, exactly. I was one of those on bench, says David Martinez. You're almost 30. Yes, you're good. Did Dakota ever grow up to two plates? Nope, not at all. Shoning sounds like Ace Ventura, Tyson versus Paul. People in the army been failing height and weight in the army, but be getting 600 in the test. The big boys can't fucking work out. Okay. In my experience, 225 for 12 translates to a single 315 press. You're not wrong. If I do two plates on each side, I'd be swole as fuck. Young muscle fibers and joints make a difference. Mid-30s is where the back starts to go. You're 100% right. I know a lot of people that get off of deadlifting. There is no aesthetic or strength function that deadlifting supplements. Specifically deadlifting. All it does is a stress your joints, stress your back, fucks you up. I would rather do, honestly, I don't think any deadlift is going to help you at all. I think what do you call it? Full functioning, like kettlebell stuff that, you know, like you're lifting with one hand and up and over your head. And for reps, I think that's better than a 500 pound deadlift. To me, that's an ego lift, 100%. And again, cool, impressive that you can do it. Useless. When was the last time you deadlifted anything that wasn't a fucking a 45 pound bar and plates on the end? When I'm lifting like a motor block off the ground, it's one arm and leaned over, and it's never like, oh, let me put myself in a certain position. You've never done that shit. I'm not making fun of them, but don't dare look like kids from the kids' show Recess. Never saw it. Bondabar says, I'm fat and I haven't seen a gym in 2 years, but I bet I could put 315 for a single full rep. And if I failed, I'd do it with my calves. Probably can't bench 180 and I'm scrawny, but I can haul bags of concrete and shingles all summer long, and isn't a bolt I can't break loose, long as they don't round off. Deadlifts is just an ego lift, in my opinion. I agree. I thought deads were good for testosterone production. Yes. Anytime your central nervous system is stressed out, it releases something in your body, like something like for recovery, because you're under stress. And typically a lot of people equate that to testosterone. And I'm not a fan of stressing out my central nervous system for the sake of having 0.000, you know, a weird percentile of test in my system. I would rather inject it. Fuck it at that point. Because it's getting to the point where, like, why the fuck not? Who's hit me up? No. That's Brandon putting up really unfunny things on Facebook. Benching takes technique. I could never bench worth a shit. Like deadlifts for reps, maybe mid-200s max is killer without risking too much injury. You're 100% right. Apparently, Musa is tiny since most I've ever done is normal bench was 150 or so. Yeah, that's shit. Okay, if you're a man, I don't know why we're going to get off kilter. Not car shit. It's all bench shit and bullshit. If you're a man over 180 pounds and you don't at least once in your whole fucking life work your way up to bench two plates, you have failed yourself. You are only failing yourself. The older you get, the better it is to have dense muscle, just as a health benefit. If you go out there and have literal lard between your skin and your bones, not a big hunk of meaty muscle, dense muscle, the older you get, the quicker you will degrade. Your bones will degrade quicker. Your joints will degrade quicker. Everything will literally wither away faster if you don't have a layer of dense muscle protecting it. Deadlifts should be renamed to do one rep and throw your back out for a week. I could never do power clings when I played football either. EG says, Alex, I have a Jerry edit for you. Peasant Chat Sunday, 8 p.m. still on? Yes, Peasant Chat Sunday, still on. I weigh 165. Ooh, get that weight up. You better be 5'5". 165? Guys, I'm 220. 217, 220. 5'11". I can't get lighter without passing out when I stand up quickly. Weak as fuck if you can't bench 225. If you can't rack the slide of your Glock with your gooch, you're not a man. Not gonna lie, running has changed my life. I've always loved lifting, but runner's high is a real thing. Truly amazing. You're gay. running. Just stand your ground and shoot people. As I get older, I can't recover well doing high rep bench. I feel better doing low reps, more weight. Jason Rivera says, I'm 30. I'm wasting away. Then you gotta, there are people I know and love that refuse to work out because they don't want to hurt. What? You're gonna hurt at 50. You're gonna hurt more if you don't work out at 50 than if you do work out at 40. As a licensed personal trainer, I'm enjoying this change of topic. This is something new. Maybe you want to go back to hit some more weights. I take it serious. For example, today was chest day at the gym. I don't do it on Monday because every fucking broccoli-haired fucking homo is at the bench Monday at 5. 17 to 20 with Crocs. If you work out with Crocs, you're a bitch. Listen up. If you work out with Crocs, you're a bitch. Anyway, so I go there, all the benches are taken, so I grab the incline, 135, 185, 12, 15, 225, 10, and then I'm like, I don't want to put 250 on it, so I'll just work my way back down, 225 for 10, 185 for 12, 115, 135 for 15, Boom. Then you do the flies, cable flies. You do 3 or 4 reps of 12. You could do the up and then the down, whatever. And that's 1, 2, 3 exercises for chest. It's already got a good pump. Then I do 2 tricep exercises. Then I get in the treadmill for 25 minutes at 3 miles an hour. And I'm there for 50 minutes. And I feel wasted when I get the fuck out of there. Pumped. Everything's good. Arms are swole. Everything's good. I'm happy. I feel fulfilled. And I do that 5 times a week. And I take it fucking serious. And a lot of people that don't even think of working out, I don't even know what the fuck you do with yourself, because my mind, my brain waves change after you work out. Okay? When you don't work out, your idle mind is a very dangerous thing. Your brain waves are doing this crazy stuff. You have a ton of testosterone. Once you work out, that bitch is flattened out. You're like, woof, let me just grab something to eat and I'm good. If you're not working out as a man in your 20s, 3 to 5 times a week, you're failing yourself. You are failing yourself. It is a mental exercise. I go there to even out my brain waves. I go there to think. I go there to feel good. And the added benefits of looking good and feeling good are just a plus. But brain activity wise, it just smooths me the fuck out. I love it. Theo Alex is Mike Mentzer. My biggest issue is diet, and I think it can be solved. I just cook more and avoid the cheap shit. So diet was the game changer for me. And I'll be honest with you. What was the game changer for my diet? This motherfucker. You're going to think I'm stupid, but understand, bear with me. This is a workout show apparently, so sorry about that, but it is YDBT Daily. I got my car shit out of the way. This guy reminds me how many steps I have to take. It tells me, get the fuck up, you lazy bum. It tracks your sleep. It tracks your heart rate. It tells you how you set goals. You have to set goals. You have to set caloric deficits. You have to set all that stuff. But once you have it set up, this bitch is a reminder. And don't be annoyed by it. This is helping you. Technology, again, I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know anything about this, but I learned it. And I went from 237 in January when Junior, Senior, and I made a pact. We said, the guy that loses the most percentage of body weight by Texas 2K wins $20. Senior lost, I believe, 10 to 12 pounds. Junior lost and kept off about 15 pounds. And I took off 20. And it stayed off. So all you got to do is get in that mode once or twice. And once you're in that mode, it becomes normal. Now, I don't eat. I don't look at cake. I don't look at candy. I don't look at ice cream. I don't look at anything. It's eggs, bacon, chicken, steak. Like it's food. And when you figure out that you can have a sweet potato, avocado, eggs, rice, and all this shit, and it's only about 550 calories, you're like, I can chill with a 1,700 to 2,000 calorie a day diet. Easily. He said, cake. We can tell you like cake, Derek Barron. We can tell you like cake. You can tell I don't eat cake. I'm 46. Understand that. It's not like a lot of people hear me talk and they think I'm younger than I am because of the way I talk. But when you see me and you shake my hand and you're sitting there looking at me, I'm like, this motherfucker's almost 50. Like, yeah, bit. Of course I eat meat. Consistency matters. Carnivore diet. Health talk is good talk. Edu Martinez has always been in shape from what I can tell. And once you kind of, and this is going to sound weird. Once you fall in love with yourself, that's another thing. That's a mental thing. A lot of you guys maybe are not in that wavelength. Maybe you guys are still kids and you think it's gay. But self-care fucking matters, okay? And the way I come across to people matters. The way I come across to myself matters more. Every single time I wake up and I'm like, boy, you're looking good. Shit, you did it, bro. You're not fat. Because there was a time where I was chubby. And I wasn't happy with the way I look. Even though with a shirt on and pants on, you look fucking jacked. And you take that shirt off and you got this gut. And you're like, God damn it. If that sucker folds over, if the bottom of your gut folds over your shit, it's over. So now I hold myself accountable all the time. And every single time I look in the mirror, I go, you keep it up. And every time you lay with a lady and she starts going, what the f- what it? Whoa, coño, mira culing. Look at this. It's firm. And the added benefit of losing weight is your cock looks bigger. That alone should make you want to lose weight. Okay, guys? I know a lot of you guys have gone on a health journey because I might have said something weird back in the day that gave you guys some added incentive. Your cock looks bigger if you lose weight. One time I was shouting, like, oh, hay mucho bicho allá abajo. Hay mucho bicho. Yeah. So it's an added benefit. What about if you're trying to gain weight? Oh, bro, that's another problem. People that are really skinny and can't gain weight, I feel for you because you can't eat enough. That's something you're going to have to go to a dietitian and figure out, you know, blood work and all that stuff, because that's serious. I can't even give you any advice, because if I eat 2,500 calories, I will gain 20 pounds easily in a month. I usually do dick ups, says Kylon. I miss being 130 pounds and made my hog look huge. Hunter says, agreed. I have a gym at home and end up listening to this during warm up. Wife doesn't get it why I'm harder on myself when it comes to wanting to look and feel better. More blood flow, also take beetroot, works wonders. Mucho bicho. Translation, please. Mine looks bigger underwater. Nothing like blaming this in the garage, playing this in the garage and hear the word cock. Haven't heard Diddy yet. Well, you know what? Ask and you shall receive, you son of a bitch. Oh, fuck. Get him, Derek. God damn it, Diddy piping down Meek. Unbelievable. Met this girl at the gym. She was born a man. Tell the truth. Is it gay to date her? Absolutely. Post-op or pre-op? Okay, let's talk about that. Let's say you're retarded and you can't tell what a person, guys, I don't want to get YouTube strikes. This is one of those subject matters that will absolutely get you fucking taken off of shit. But let's say you can't tell if a person was born a male. Is having relations with that person gay? Oh, man. Well, they have a... Okay, I think males have a male... Hold on, male. So, XY chromosome. Okay, I had to Google it because I didn't want to say XX. XY chromosome. If their genetic makeup is XY, and you had relations with them, you're gay. Period. Pause. Se acabó el pan. Even if you didn't know, how do you not know? How do you not look? I have been down there with some ladies and I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? I'm like, it looks like someone threw a grenade in it and went poof. And they're like, how come you can't find the clit? And then you're like, well, honey, if it looks like this, can you blame a dude? Like, stick it in. Where? Like, where? Where do you stick it in? Here? So, this is what I do. Right? Baja para el culo y va para arriba uno. Busca el culo y para arriba uno. ¿Ah? Coño. Busca el culo y para arriba uno. In the professional world, you're taken more seriously when it's obvious you carry decent muscle mass. The chat's wild tonight. I love it. Beef curtains. Where's a jus? Because the clit isn't where it normally is. It was on the bottom. Oh, bleh. Oh, stop it. El verga. Larga. Busca el culo y pa' arriba uno. Laughed my ass off. Arby's bitches. Damn, Toto looking like Cthulhu. Whatever the hell. She had meat marketing panties. Imaging. Imagine pulling up those with your mouth. Was the reassignment surgery done by Turvy or PBH? You get what you pay for. So, yes, it's gay. If you have sex with a person born a male, you how do you not know? Like, if you went that far, crazy. Alex sponsors are sweating. They love it. The parts are like, yeah, talk more about this stuff. See, I had a person reach out today about becoming a sponsor, and I'm like, let me wait on this one. let me wait on this one, because I don't think they want to be a part of the show after this. And again, the reason I include or exclude people as sponsors is because they got to let me do whatever the fuck I got to do. Like, I'll be damned if any sponsor is going to be like, yo, I don't like you talking about that. I'm like, sorry. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. You don't like it. Get your shit off my shit. Alex, sponsors are down for the cause. Exactly. Smell like a dude. Better late than never. You would have had to hit some odd stubble at some point. The crying game. If you have to ask, is it gay? Who's the Batman in the chat? Says boom, bye, bye. Every time I hear always say no Diddy, I gotta lower my volume because I know it's coming. What the fuck do you know it's coming? I don't know what you're talking about. Come on. Yeah.
He takes to steal money. And yeah. He's a fucking asshole.
He is a fucking asshole.
Or did that.
He tried to steal money. And yeah. He's a fucking asshole.
Wait.
Or did that. He tried to steal money. And yeah. He's a fucking asshole. That's what I say.
He is a fucking asshole. Oh, Canelo. Coño, I love that guy. That guy's the best. He's a wealth of just clips for clips for clips. Capitalism is cool. Says, any advice for getting into tuning as a career? Seems like it's hard to get into. Well, you can either suck off other guys' files and say you're the best tuner on the planet. I mean, that's the way most of them do it. Or, to be honest with you, it depends on what platform you want to use. If you want to use a Chevy platform and you get yourself an MPVI and you just start from scratch and you get an old LS car and you get into that and you tune it, you make changes, you blow it up, rebuild it, put a cam in it, put heads in it, adjust, learn, you can do that and then grow your platform knowledge from there. Starting on Coyote? No. Fuck that. I'd rather work at Home Depot. Read the room, guns and ammo, boots and reboot again. I still don't know what the Diddy shit is all about. Bro, talk about not being culturally, like, you got to be up on pop culture. You got to know that Kendrick Lamar made fun of J. Cole and Drake on the Like That record from Future and Metro. You got to know that Drake had two rebuttals. You got to know that Kendrick came out with a 6-minute rebuttal. You got to know this stuff. How can you not know this stuff? Tuning is easy. Start with the 2016 Lund tune and ride out. I can't tell if it's an S550 or 650 at night. That's my excuse. Alex, were you able to get that rap in tune? Or was it a good one? The translation was good, but the thing is, JD Swag, Mandip Singh, I can't even play the clip. I can't even play the instrumental. So JD Swag got me the translation for that Indian song, but I got the video got demonetized like ASAP immediately after the show. Boom, can't make money on it. I'm like, whoa, why? Looked it up. It's being copyright stricken by this and this and this. And I'm like, it was a freestyle on the street. It was a freestyle on the street. And JD, I just can't go over there and try it and get a strike. Three strikes, you're out. No money. No money. You're out of YouTube. It's a job. Okay? So they consider it egregious if someone has a strike. And you can't fight a strike. It's crazy. I don't care about basketball people, to be honest. Clap, clap. Oh, Jesus, that's crazy. That's a crazy thing to say, Kona Blue. Basketball people. I'm sure Trevor will sell you an old Lund file. Oh, Jesus. DVP, you got any rap songs for us? I got a strike once for live streaming UFC on this channel. Left my ass off. Scared shitless. Exactly. It's not worth it. Punjabi Productions. But it was good, though. It was good. Guys, their flow was on the money. No money equals no more Alex. Just like that. If I can't make money on this or Patreon, I don't do it. I'm just stick with a Lund tune and work 45 hours a week and make what I make and sell all the cars and just live a normal life. That wouldn't be terrible. I mean, it would be terrible. I like money. Alex, how much would you pay for a 21 GT with a 401A package? Manual, auto? I don't fucking know. 28 to 35? I don't know. RBZ sponsored Diddy for how bad he destroyed Meek's meat. Oof. Unreal. Started to think Alex really loves him some Diddy Diddler. Guys, gay stuff is funny to me. Gay stuff is funny to me. You understand? When someone says something like a gay joke or something, I laugh at it. I don't sit there and go, "Oh, I'm not like whatchamacallit. I'm not a homophobe at all. I think it's funny." So when someone does that stuff, I just go, "It's funny." My brother dislikes anything gay. He will fight you if you start saying any gay stuff around him. I think it's funny. Do you get a chub when you hear that Mike Diddy, the Diddy clip? Play the one you posted on your story. Play the one you posted on your story? What are you talking about? Kona Blue, let me see. What do I do on Instagram today? Let me see what I did on Instagram. I don't remember. Let me go back. Oh, that's the one about, single mom. You a single mom?
I'm a single 30-year-old woman with three children driving a minivan, checking out other dads.
You let them hit it wrong. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom.
That's a good song. The single mom song is pretty funny, but I don't know. It's not funny to be a single mom, but the song is funny. Now he's going to copyright strike my shit. I guarantee it. Now you're a single mom, fan appreciation post, single mom, baby daddy, one day ago. Yeah, it's from Brandon Jamal. It's single mom official music video, and he just, okay. I guarantee he's gonna copyright strike it, but I'll play it for a little bit. And it's obviously a parody of, I forget the name of the song. He's got diapers. He's got diapers out there. He bought like three boxes of diapers to make this video.
You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're single mom. You let him hit it wrong. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom.
Good shit. Hopefully, do not copyright my shit. I played about 10 seconds of it. The whole show is not about your fucking thing, so don't fucking do anything with copyrights. Like as if the whole show was about your shit. Get out of here. Alex, what watch are you using? This, believe it or not, my ex-girlfriend got it for me. Good girl, but just does not prioritize well. It's a Samsung fucking, I don't know. Let me look it up. Don't be buying the shit I got. Don't be weird. Just buy whatever. I think it's like a couple hundred dollars, which is funny that she actually bought me a couple hundred dollar thing. Samsung watch. Is it a watch 6, $249? Yeah, this is it. It just has a different strap. This right here. Hey, check it out. Right here. You could change the face or whatever, but it's a Galaxy watch. That's all it is. It's just a different strap. So I have the black version. I could change the face to be whatever, but I like a classic deal. So I have the 40. I don't have the 47 millimeter. That's a big bitch. This is a slightly smaller 43 millimeter. A couple hundred bucks. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what I got right there. Yep. So, yep. Check it out. If you want to, you got to program everything. You got to, if it takes your heartbeat. What's my heartbeat? Like, a lot of people think I'm high strung. Alex, let me set you up on some e-dates for us to watch live. Hey, Derek Barron. Let's do this. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal, Derek Barron. You and I. This is how we collab. You get me some chong chong. Your girlfriend's your wife. I apologize. You made an honest lady out of her. Good for you. Good for you. Honestly, Derek Barron, the way you're living your life is an example for all young men. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Say what you want about Derek Barron. He is living his life, in my opinion, how you should live your life. He has a good looking wife. He married her young. So you know what's next? Kids. Derek Barron, kids. And I'm not saying it's a negative, because if you're going to have kids, it's early on in life, you know, because she's got to, you know, get, exactly. Exactly. You got to get them kids out. So if you coming soon, folks, good for you. If you want to have some chicks come my way, I don't know if I'm going to do it live. But yeah, how old's your mom? His mom's probably 50. 24. He's 30? Your mom might be my age. I don't know. So, but yeah, if you look at how he's living his life, seemingly doing all the right things. Married his wife, married his girlfriend. Doing car shit, doing car content, has a following, sells merch. Can't knock the hustle. The kid is doing okay. But yeah, if you got some girls that are around, you know, 25 to 35 that you know, and why 25? Because they look good. I'm not attracted to old bitches. I'm sorry. And they want some of this bitch up? Send them my way. Besides the S650 part, I will lay off. That's the deal. I'll lay off your shit. I don't give a fuck if you put E50, E40, whatever the fuck. I will lay off. Pero buscamos un chon chon, lo que hay. Alex about to be a daddy. Alex 100% about to smash Jerry. Yep, he's now on the list. We got him. Why not younger than 25? No. Because look, I've been there, done that. I dated a 22-year-old. She was actually pretty much in a very mature. But there's just certain things that women have to go through in life in order to know how to treat a man. You know what I mean? And if they haven't gone through that, women have to go through a couple of breakups to know what a good man is. I can't be your first, second, or third boyfriend. I can't. I have to be your third or fourth. Because you have to have gotten one, got your cooch split. Okay, now you're ready. Then the second one, you probably loved and he dumped and cheated on you. Third one, you didn't feel, or he got away. And then the next guy you meet, you're going to lock in and go, okay, I fucked up with the first one. The second one cheated on me. The third one I didn't trust because the first one cheated on me. So the next one, clean slate. I know what I've been through. Let's go. But I don't want to be your first or second, because you're going to make that mistake with me. And I'm going to call you on it. And I'm going to say, you got to go. You ain't prioritizing the homie. El bicho está seco. You got to go. Happy King. Happy Kingdom. 25-28 is prime for chicks. Exactly. Alex picking up after Leo dumps him at 25. I'm a DM Sophia for you right now. I'm a real one, Alex. I got you. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't DMing nobody. Look, get on your wife and be like, yo, you know, you got anybody for this bald ass motherfucker down there? Use the Leo method. 25 and they gone. Nah. He does it for a reason. They're disposable. They don't know nothing. If I'm going to hook up with a chick, she can't be a car chick. Nuh-uh. I ain't want no car chick. Derek, if she's in the car, she got to go. Get the fuck all that. Cook. Look good, feminine, all that shit. But she's in the cars. Get the fuck out of here. If she's in the car, I'll give her the Canelo.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, because I'm gonna fuck you out right now, motherfucker.
Imagine Derek pulls through and Sofia Vergara, bro. I that would never happen. How long would you last with Sofia Vergara? Dude, that shit is over. When you become a man, you got a couple calluses and your shit's a little twisted because you've been there, done that. You don't look at a super hot chick and you I'm finna bust. Nah, you look at him as anyone else. It's all good. When's the only calves coming? No nurses. Roast beef. If she likes gelato and coffee dates, I'm in. Come on, Alex. You don't want a 5-0 Tiffany? Never. Tostone, pernil, con papa. Exactly. Sophia for the GT500. If I do it, you sign the title over. I'll make a video just for this to touch base. Yeah, okay. If you make it happen that I meet Sofia Vergara, I'll sign the title over to you. You won't get the car. The girl has to have different hobbies than to do their own thing while you do yours sometimes. Alex, I thought you were hooking up with Turvey's older sister. What will you do when Diddy Meek copyright the genital applause? Ew. Gross. Oh, my Lord. That's disgusting. No, thank you. But yeah, no. For people that think I dislike Derek, no, I actually like him. And he's actually seemingly living his life the right way. I mean, you can't knock the kid. At his age, I was doing the same thing. You understand? I was in a long-term relationship for 10 years. I thought I was going to be in it forever. And then reality goes, nah, shit changes. So I've been through stuff. So, you know, someone like Derek is going through it right now. Hopefully it lasts. But, you know, you got to pop out a kid in a year or two. It's coming. 28 to 32, baby rabies. They just go crazy. Women just go crazy. They genetically and whatever nature tells them, I got to pop a baby out. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I got a good job. I got a good man. Got a good house. Got a good car. Let's ruin it by fucking having babies. It's going to happen. This chat has gone sideways. It's the best. Okay, Mike, I don't know that. So I'm not going to repeat that. I don't know that. So that's kind of weird. And again, this is the side of me that goes, I just highlighted it because I'm like, really? But whatever. How you feel about fat girls? Nothing wrong with fat girls. There's nothing wrong with fat girls. I'm just not attracted to them. Fuck it, I'm having a kid tonight. Good for you. Let's run it. What the hell? Let's ruin it. What the hell? Exactly. They do. Guys, right now you're with your girl, right? You pipe her down in the shower. You pipe her down in the living room, in the laundry room, in the car. It's over.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
It's over.
You just don't turn it off.
Once you have a kid.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over. All that cool shit you're doing right now.
It's over, Johnny.
All those trips that you're taking.
It's over, Johnny.
All that sex that you're having.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over. Oh, I saw that, Edwin. Did you get that girl or what? Fat girls in my back don't agree. I'd like to try big girl at least once. Do you think you'll ever regret not having kids when you're a little older? Regret? I mean, you can't regret something you don't have, right? Like a regret would be you had it and then you lost it. Or I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't like kids at all. But let's say I met a girl that made me go, fuck, she's great. Holy shit. And she's like, I really want to have a kid. I would fight it for a very long time. But if I was like head over heels, at 46 though, I don't think that's happening. At least you have Tony. I do. I'll just buy another one. Okay, stop it. I don't know who homie is or what's happening over there, so I'll leave it alone. Now, I got kids piped that shit down one bedroom floor today while the kids were coloring in the living room. You just got to find the right time. No, that's the thing. I don't want to have to find the right time. I want to do whatever the fuck I want to do it. I love my two children, but I missed it when it was just me and my wife. That's why I got fixed. I get it. Maybe 5 times a month now. Missed them 20 times a month. Perks of being married for 17 years. Your whole body starts changing at 40. I'm 43, 6'3", 225, good shape. But body's starting to ache and hurt like never before. Hit that live on your shit. A fat girl would be down. A grapefruit method. You can't miss something you never had in the first place. Can't miss what you never had. Exactly. 32 and no kids. Going to keep it that way, said Brandon Horton. I do what I want, when I want, and spend my money where I want. I know, but eventually you're going to have you're going to get in your feels a little bit and go, should I leave a legacy? I never really got to that point in my life, but I understand men that do. No, Alex, tell him stay in the room and you'll see how you get there. Your 86 Fox body, closest regret, at least with the Fox body, you can get it back. Starkey's wife's boyfriend says my girlfriend is kind of hot. Might have a couple kids too. I don't know if that's Chris Joyner or what, but that's funny as shit. Fight it. You mean deny endless cream pies? Ain't no way. I can confirm Stang Mode's wife is... I don't know what's going on over there. Bro, these people are wild. Who cares about legacy if you're dead? Some people do. Have a good weekend, Dios. Thank you, Kona Blue. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you. Okay, so Derek, get me a 25 to 32-year-old not into cars, and we'll I'll lay off of your S650 escapades. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Today was basically a life channel. The beginning was about swaps and stupid idiots that don't want to learn how to navigate a computer to tune a modern engine that's been swapped into an old car. You cannot be mechanically sound and technologically stupid. Do not become that guy. Then we talked about life shit, and then Derek is going to get me a young chick that moved down to Florida and get piped down as often as possible, and I'll pay for everything. Honey, I'll pay for it all. All you got to do is just cook, rub the shoulders, take care of the kid, and shut the fuck up. And I'm in, and I'll take care of everything. It's really fucking easy. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys on Peasant Chat, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. We'll talk to the poor people and get after it then. Have a good rest of your night. I'll see you guys later. Bye.